A four-year study of tiger sharks has found flaws with existing efforts to protect them. Australian shark scientist Dr. Jonathan Werry teamed up with the French government to track more than 30 sharks across the Coral Sea between New Caledonia and the Great Barrier Reef. The study found the animals travel much further than previously thought and spend much of their time on isolated ocean reefs. Dr. Werry says there's a problem, though, because the reefs aren't protected. Here's Stephanie Smale.
It's not research for the faint-hearted. Dr. Jonathan Werry put tracking devices on some of the tiger sharks himself.
They're a little bit like a big bodybuilder. They're extremely large, powerful, but their overall movements can be generally slow compared to other large shark species. And what that means is that we can safely manoeuvre the animal into a harness, and harness acts like a cocoon. It's almost like putting an eye patch over the animal and they calm down.
The Griffith University researcher joined forces with the French government after the French Navy caught shark fin hunters in an oceanic reef in the Coral Sea.
They actually intercepted a number of Asian fishing boats that had over 15 tonne of shark fin that they collected just from that area. So that magnitude of fishing effort has a huge impact on the locals, the shark populations, but also now that we understand how these tiger sharks are moving, it's going to have an impact on tiger shark populations both on the coast of New Caledonia and the Great Barrier Reef.
The four-year study found many of the tiger sharks spent a lot of time in the remote Chesterfields Reef that stretches across French and Australian waters. Dr. Werry sees that as a problem because the area isn't protected like the Great Barrier Reef. He says efforts to protect tiger sharks in coastal regions won't work until ocean reefs are protected too.
These oceanic reefs seem to be very important habitats for tiger sharks. They've been probably overlooked in the past, probably partly due to their remoteness, but also because most of the research is focused on coastal areas where tiger sharks occur.
The study found the movements of mature female tiger sharks are driven by their reproductive cycle. Dr. Werry says they only spend time in coastal regions every 3 years when they're giving birth.
It's actually good news in terms of human interaction in beach areas, because the tiger shark clearly spends most of its time offshore, and when it is coming into coastal areas, it's primarily there to pup.
Dr. Werry says there's a growing body of evidence that large shark populations are on a dramatic decline. He wants Australian and French authorities to work together to find new ways to protect tiger sharks.
The problem with animals that are long-lived, produce relatively few offspring and travel great distances is that any impact on their population isn't really seen until, in many cases, it's almost too late. And obviously that's one thing we can't afford for this species if we are concerned about maintaining the health of our oceans and the health of our coral reef systems.
Dr. Werry describes tiger sharks as critical to the health of the world's oceans. He also describes sharks as an important indicator for humans about the health of the broader marine environment.
The chemical composition in their bodies reflects the areas that they've moved through. So in terms of pollution, in terms of the health of our fish stocks, the sharks actually reflect that and gives us a better understanding of the link between what's happening on land and the influence that's occurring in the ocean.
Shark research scientist Dr. Jonathan Werry ending Stephanie Smale's report.